ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி லேர்ன் ஆஃப் த கம்பேஷன் ஆஃப் அ பேட்ரன் ஆஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 385 பென்ட் அபவுட் த லோக்கல் லீடர் அம்பர் கிழான் பை த போயட் கல்லாடனார். Set in the category of padam thinai or praise, the verse delivers a heartfelt blessing. Velli thondra pullu kural yemba pulari vidiyal pagadu pala vaalthi thankadai thondrinum ilani pirankadai agankan tadari paadu kettaruli varan yaan neengal vendi en arainilandinai sidainda சிதாஅர் களைந்து வெளியது உடியி என் பசி களைந்தோனே. காவிரி அணையும் தாழ் நீர் படப்பை நெல் விளை களனி அம்பர் கிளவோன் நல் அருவந்தை வாளியர் புள்ளிய வேங்கட விரல் வரைப்பட்ட ஓங்கல் வானத்து உரையினும் பலவே. A crisp song in the series of lengthy praises. The poet's words can be translated as follows. As the morning star appeared and songs of birds soared, in that dawn that ends the darkness, I was standing there praising oxen. I stood not even at his gate, even though I was standing at the gates of another, hearing the song of my wide-eyed tadari drum, graciously, wishing for my poverty to be done away with. He asked me to be rid of my half garment ruined by mud, gave me fresh and white clothes, and removed my hunger too. He is the leader of Ambar, the low-lying farmlands filled with lush paddy fields, upon which river Kaveri flows with gusto. He goes by the good name of Aruvandi. May he live for days more than the raindrops that fall from the high skies on the Vengada mountain ranges ruled by Pulli. Let's delve deeper into the verse. The poet starts by saying, just when Venus was visible in the eastern sky and birds started singing in their delicious voices, in the early hours of the morning, he was singing the praises of a rich man's blowing bulls. Just then, even though the poet was at someone else's gates, this leader, hearing the poet's song and drum beats, had called him over to his mansion with grace and affection. Seeing the ruined state of his clothes, the leader gave him fresh white clothes and food too, ending his poverty, declares the poet. He then goes on to describe the town Ambar, ruled by this leader, a rich farmland made fertile by the river Kaveri. He reveals the name of this leader to be Aruvande and concludes by blessing him to have more days of life than the raindrops that fall on the Vengadam hills in the domain of Pulli. We have heard this blessing before, but what could be the significance of raindrops in Vengadam hills specifically? Researchers say that these hills refer to the contemporary Tirupati hills in the state of Andhra Pradesh. This is not a place recognized for any significant rainfall in contemporary times. But 2000 years ago, could the same place have had a different climate, and could it have been the Cherrapunji of the ancient world? A question for climate researchers to ponder upon. This verse also vividly sketches the hospitality of ancient Tamils, which not only gave food to a supplicant, but also new clothes. Incidentally, this tradition of giving clothes such as veshti and sari, the South Indian attire for men and women, along with food, is followed even today in parts of Tamil Nadu, if not for guests every day, at least on special occasions. Thus, in subtle ways, we observe this continuity in the flow of culture across the ages. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.